to 1 Corinthians, and it reads as follows. I'm going to start at chapter 6, and start at verse 15 through 20. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take away the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? May it never be. Or do you not know that the one who joins himself to a harlot is one with her? For he says, the two will become one flesh. But the one who joins himself to the Lord is one spirit with him. Free immorality. Every other sin that a man commits is outside the body. But the immoral man sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Can someone say, we are not our own. We belong to God. We are not our own. We belong to God. I want to continue in this series with that same title. Last week, we saw in the Word of God this very same thing, that we are not our own. We belong to God because we were purchased with a price.
That's right.
It cost God something.
That's right.
For us. Amen. To free us. And we talked about some of the things that occurred when he purchased us. And we talked about, you know, if somebody purchased something, they ought to be able to do what they want to with it.
All right.
They own it. We talked about what it means to own. You know, have authority over.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah? Hallelujah. We talked about, let's see, what did we talk about? Yeah, we talked about the forgiveness of sins that the blood of Jesus afforded us.
That's
cleansed,
right.
And we were washed.
Amen.
Because he purchased us. I said, we are not our own.
Right.
We belong to God. He redeemed us from emptiness, from being fruitless. He redeemed us from generational curses.
That's right.
Just because it happened in our past generations, you know, people were slave to certain tendencies, so to speak.
All right.
Well, see, the blood of Jesus,
amen.
The blood of Jesus freed us from those things.
Praise God.
I know people that have come from families where there's been drug addiction. I mean, just, you can go back and see it. But there's one that stands in the cleansed from the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
From that generational
Amen.
Curse.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And because of the blood of Jesus, we're no longer slave to sins, to sin. And that because of the blood of Jesus, we are priests to our God. And we reign upon the earth. Come on now. Come on now. But today, we're going to see in the Word of God that we are not our own. We belong to God because we are a temple of the Holy Spirit.
That's right. That's right.
Look at your neighbor and say, you are a temple
of the Holy Spirit.
Of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the first thing I want to get into order is that the Holy Spirit is a person. He is a person.
Amen.
Not an it.
Amen.
All right. We got that straight. He is a person. He is the very
Amen.
Spirit of God.
That's right.
Amen.
Praise God.
What is a temple? It's a holy place. The temple, they built the temple where the Holy of Holies resided. Only person that could enter into the Holy of Holies was the high priest.
Amen.
And so what the Word of God is showing us today, that the Holy of Holies has moved into us.
Amen.
We are the temple of the Holy Spirit where he resides. We are the church, the building where God dwells.
Amen.
He does not dwell and buildings made with hands.
Amen. Praise God.
We're it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are glory carriers. Amen. Those that have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And having said that, the believer becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in every believer. The believer is sealed when we believed upon the good news, when we have heard the good news preached and we believed it. Let's turn to Ephesians. Let's see. Yeah, we're going to turn to Ephesians 1 and 13. In him, you also, after listening to the message of the truth of the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession. There it is again. Amen. To the praise of his glory. So what this passage is saying is that once we have heard the good news of the gospel, and we believed in our hearts and confessed with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, we were sealed.
That's right.
With the Holy Spirit, and we have and became the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Christ gave a promise of the Holy Spirit in John chapter 14. Hallelujah. In John chapter 14, verse 16, he told his disciples, he said, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever." Verse 17 says, "That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you." Everybody have it. That's John 14, verses 16 and 17. And John 7, starting at verse 37, Jesus again spoke of Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. "Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying," hallelujah, "If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." Here it is again. "He who believes in me." Do we have any believers in the house?
Amen.
Any believers in the house?
Amen.
He said, "He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water." Verse 39 explains what he's talking about, which is what we're speaking of today. "But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive." Again, do we have any believers in the house?
Amen.
Anybody belong to God?
Praise God.
All right. "Who believed in him, were to receive, for the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified." But he is now. But he talked about the Holy Spirit living inside, being inside, dwelling inside, and flowing from.
That's right.
Those that believed in him.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, I said we are not our own. We belong to God.
Amen.
Because we are temples. We are a temple of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit is in every believer. By receiving the Holy Spirit of God, we have new life. Let's turn to Romans 8, 9, 11. This is what has happened to those that have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And this is the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And it's an everlasting work. Hallelujah. It's a work. Holy Spirit does a work in us that the world can't take away.
Yeah.
It can't be halted merely because someone wants it to.
Amen.
God is forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah. Help me preach, Lord. Help me preach, Lord. Amen. Amen. Romans 8, 9. I'm going to start at 9, and I'll probably end at 11. However, you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the spirit of God dwells in you, if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you, and we already know that he does, amen, because we are believers, right? Amen. Believers in Christ Jesus, that he died for our sins. Amen. And he rose again with all power, all resurrection power in his hand. But if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him, simply put. And if Christ is in you, and he is, amen, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the spirit is alive because of righteousness. Hallelujah. Amen. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who indwells you. Praise God. We are a new creation in Christ Jesus. We have been made alive in our spirit, man. We were dead in our spirits before we received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Holy Spirit entered upon our belief, our confession, our belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he quickened us alive to God so that we could hear God. We can understand the things of God. Hallelujah. We can receive the goodness of the Lord because we can be led by the Spirit. I'm getting a little ahead of myself here. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, I'm going to let everybody get there. It's good to see the word. You know, sometimes we can hear things and we just hear it and hear it and hear it and it can just kind of, but it's better when we see the word of God. Amen. It says, therefore, if any man is in Christ, anybody in Christ in the house today? Amen. Hallelujah. I know I am. Thank you, God, because I know what I used to be. Amen. Everybody's a used to be. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. He said, therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is what? A new creature. Is that what your word says? Is that what your Bible says? He is a new creature. What else does it say? The old things have done what? They're passed away. So whatever it was we used to be, whoever it was we used to be is what? Passed away. And behold, look and see. A star attraction. Behold, new things have come. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm like Paul. I'm pressing forward for the new things. I don't want to waddle in the old things and the used to be stuff. I don't want to waddle in the old failures. I don't want to do that because God has new things for me. All that stuff is passed away. Old hurts, old pains, just that stuff is gone. The old life, when we were baptized, when we went under the water, that old man was buried. Amen. The old sin nature. Dead and gone. We don't want to bring him back or her back. Dead and gone. But when we came up in newness of life. Hallelujah. In the resurrection of Christ Jesus. When we went down, we died in his, we took part of his burial. When we got up, we took part in his resurrection. Anybody glad about that? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are a new creation. In Galatians 2:20, Paul said we have been crucified with Christ. He said he was crucified with Christ. No longer I who lives, but Christ lives in me. Do we have that same declaration? That we've been crucified with Christ, and we allow Holy Spirit to live inside of us. Why?
That's right.
Why? Because we are not our own. We belong to God. When I think about that, it gives a whole new perspective of this Christian walk.
That's right.
This means that somebody is in charge, and that means he's in charge. God is in charge. We don't have to be in charge. As a matter of fact, it's best if we're not. Because we don't have a hill of beans clue of what's going on.
Amen.
Or what's up ahead.
Amen.
I remember Dr. Tony Evans he used to say that, and he probably still says it, that God has the helicopter view.
All right.
Now, I may not can tell it. I've heard him say it, you know, more than once, but it made so much sense to me. As I'm driving down the highway, I could just see the cars that's in front of me. I could just see who's on the right, who's in my rearview mirror. But see, a helicopter can see the whole, I think it's called an aerial view, where they can see all that's going on. A helicopter can see that wreck that's way 20 miles up ahead. They can see where there's a cliffhanger over there. God can see. God already knows. He's Alpha and Omega.
Amen.
So why not let him be in charge? Why not surrender? Surrender all. Because he purchased us.
Amen.
That's right.
And it cost him the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
We are not our own.
That's right.
We belong to God.
We belong to God.
Hallelujah. We are a temple of the Holy Spirit. That means that the believer is holy.
Amen.
Uh-oh.
Amen.
Uh-oh. The believer is holy.
That's right.
Let that sink in. So when somebody tells a believer, you think you holier than thou. No, I don't think I'm holier than thou, but I am holy.
Yes.
That's right.
That's just how it is. That's the nature of being a child of God. If any other child can be like their father, how come we can't be like ours?
Amen.
Our Father is holy.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. I'm getting excited now.
Amen.
God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's see what the Word of God has to say about this. First Corinthians 3 and 16, it says, do you not know that you are a temple of God? So there it is again.
Amen.
The temple, the holy place of God, where God dwells. I said we're glory carriers.
Amen.
We carry the glory of God because he lives in us. Amen. This is good news.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? See, I told you.
Amen.
That the Spirit of God dwells in you. If any man destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him.
Listen.
Now, that's a mouthful. You know what that tells me? We better take care of the temple. That means that we better take care of the temple in all kinds of ways. We're going to get into it a little later in this message.
Amen.
We can't destroy the temple of God by doing things with the temple of God that's ungodly, unrighteous.
That's right.
That's dangerous to the function of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The scripture, I didn't say this. The scripture says God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy.
Amen.
And that is what you are.
Amen.
Amen.
The believer is holy.
Amen.
Because we are a temple of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Look at somebody and say, you're holy.
You're holy.
I don't want to say that. Amen. holy. To be holy means to be consecrated and set apart.
Amen.
See, there's nobody like God. We can't. Nobody comes close to being like God. Some people call him other. They don't have another word for it, so they just say other. And 1 Peter 2:9. Let's read. Let's see what 1 Peter 2:9 says about us. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:9 says, because actually it says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. That's that word holy again. You're set apart. Let me stop right there. God has always required his people to be different.
Amen. Preach, Pastor John.
He has always required his people. He has always given his people instructions on how to live, to be set apart from other peoples.
Amen.
A people for God's, I'm going back to the scripture, excuse me. 2:9, 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own what? Possession. We are not our own. We belong to God. That you may proclaim the excellencies. But look how good this is. He possessed us so that we can proclaim the excellencies of him.
Amen.
Who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now, I don't think that's a bad deal.
Amen.
Right now.
To be purchased by God, to pull us out of the miry clay, to pull us out of junk, to pull us out of trash.
Amen.
I'm talking about before we were saved.
Amen.
To pull us out of what the enemy wanted us in and to die in. Yes, evil and wickedness, darkness, just darkness, depression and just, Yeah, he purchased us to snatch us up out of that mess. I mean, that's just simply put, I'm trying to be proper. For you once were not a people, but now you are the people of God. We are not our own. We belong to God. I keep telling you this. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. See, the believer is holy, consecrated, a holy nation and a peculiar people. Praise God. Anybody being blessed so far? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody being blessed? We are the temple. Praise God. It's the word of God. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And because Holy Spirit lives in us, he's in every believer. Every believer is holy. We ought to be led by the Holy Spirit. We ought to be led by the Holy Spirit. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. As a matter of fact, I'm going to read in 1 Peter 1. I'm going to go back over there to first. Let's go back to 1 Peter 1. 2. And we read 9 and 10. I'm going to read 11 and 12. See, I thank God. I thank God for those he put over us to lead us. And I thank God. It says, beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lust, which rage war against the soul. Keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles. Now, you see, I said that God always required his people to be different.
Amen.
From other peoples. And those other peoples are Gentiles. Keep your behavior excellent among Gentiles, and this is why, so that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, on account of your good deeds, as they observe them, that they may glorify God in the day of visitation. Now, this is good. Amen. We must walk in the holiness that God has given us by being his people. So that the other peoples, those that don't know God, can see our good works. And glorify God. Believe it or not, people that don't know God can recognize God when they see him. Now they may choose not to believe in him. They may choose not to receive him, but they know him when they see him. All throughout the word, the Gentiles, those that were not people of God, they feared God. They knew that these people here had a God that protect them, and they better not mess with them. They knew that. It's the same today. But it's hard for it to take place when believers who are supposed to be holy don't act that way. That's when they become hypocrites. When they don't act the way they ought to. They are holy. But guess what? The believer can snap right out of that. They don't even have, we have no obligation. The scripture said we don't have an obligation to the flesh. The enemy wants the believer to think that they're obligated to the flesh, but they're not. They've been purchased with a price. Don't owe the flesh a thing. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The believer is holy, and we must glorify God. We must walk in holiness. And we can do that when we are led by the Holy Spirit. That's my next point. What does it mean to be led by the Holy Spirit? It means to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us. Allow him to go before us, to show us the way, to guide us. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're guided by the Holy Spirit first and foremost by the word of God. Amen. God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, the word of God, they all say the same thing. Amen. They all one. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Let's turn to Romans 8. We who are led by the Spirit of God, that's how we know we are the sons of God. Romans 8:14 says, for all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. We are sons and daughters of God. If we are led by Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. We are led by Holy Spirit. Amen. And hallelujah. In verse 15 it says, for you have not received the spirit of slavery. What spirit have we received? We have received spirit of God. Amen. We have not received the spirit of slavery. That means we have not received the spirit that causes us to be enslaved to the flesh. Amen. No. We was redeemed from that. We got broke loose. Amen. God snatched us out. We just read that. Out of darkness into his kingdom. No obligation to. Somebody say, I have no obligation. To the flesh. Hallelujah. No obligation. For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again. And that's what the enemy uses to try to bind a person to the flesh. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I take authority over the spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. But you have received a spirit of adoption, as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Verse 16 says, the Spirit himself. You see that? I told you he was a him. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. We are not our own. We belong to God. Those that have children, are your children? Don't your children belong to you?
All right.
I just thought I'd throw that in. Amen. I mean, really. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. In Galatians 3:26. Hallelujah. Sons of God, that we become sons of God through faith in God. Hallelujah. For you are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. This is how we become sons of God, and this is how Holy Spirit indwells in us. I just wanted you to eyeball to see these scriptures as the Word of God is speaking to us, as the Spirit of God is speaking through us through the Word of God. And we already saw that. We are to be led by Holy Spirit because we are the sons of God. That means that we are the sons of God. And so we can walk in the truth. John 16:13 says he is the Spirit of truth.
Amen.
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 He is the Spirit of truth. Now we want to be led by Holy Spirit because we don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit of God. We don't want to grieve God. Grieve means to offend. We don't want to offend God.
Amen.
And that Greek word, I saw that. I said, I have to use this. Lapeo. We don't want to lapeo the Spirit of God.
Amen. God.
Yeah, I'm not lapeoing.
Amen.
Praise God. Ephesians. Let's turn to Ephesians 4:30. Hallelujah. Praise God. It says, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. This is what we don't want to do. He said, let all bitterness. We don't want to be bitter. We don't want a bitter root, and we don't want to bring forth the fruit of a bitter root. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander. Clamor. We don't want loud, contentious noise. We don't want to do that in our bodies. We don't want to slander. That's backbiting and gossiping. He said, let all of these be put away from you along with all malice. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. Yes, just as God has forgiven you. You in Hebrews 12:14-15, it talks about that bitter root. We don't want a bitter root to grow in our hearts, because it'll lock everything down. But we are led by the Holy Spirit, and God forbid that would be the case. Hallelujah. We want to be led by the Holy Spirit, that we won't carry out the desires of the flesh.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. We won't be led by our souls, but by the Holy Spirit. Let's turn to Galatians 5. Galatians Galatians 5, verses 16 through 25. Let's walk. Let's take a walk. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. Yeah, we want to be led by the Holy Spirit. For the flesh sets its desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, and we know these, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger. This is all the flesh. This is all not being led by the Spirit, but this all comes from the soul. But I'm telling you, we have the Holy, we are the temple of Holy Spirit, and we must be led by the Holy Spirit, that we won't carry out these desires. Jealousies, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions. You know, disputes and he has called us to peace. We are peace. Did you know that the believers are the peacemakers on the earth? If anybody ought to be trying to, anybody that carries the anointing to bring peace, it's the believer. Amen. Amen. Envy and drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, what we need to understand and know is that we don't want to work against the Spirit of God.
That's right.
Why? Because we belong to Him. Amen. We are not our own. When a believer believes that they're of their own, they believe they have a right to these actions. This is the flesh. We have no obligation to the flesh.
Amen.
Quickly, this is the blessing that we have, that we don't have to practice these things. Hallelujah. But we can ask for forgiveness and ask the Lord to cleanse us from these things.
Amen.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, fruitfulness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there are no law. There is no law. These are the things that we shall practice. Because the scripture says that if we practice the flesh, we shall not inherit the kingdom of God. We don't want to do that. If we practice these things, we offend a holy God. And He is not up in the sky. We just like this. We are His temple. We are the church. We are the building. We carry His glory. We are glory carriers. Wow. We ought to crucify the flesh. Let's keep reading.
Amen.
Now those who belong to Christ have been crucified.
Amen.
Have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
Amen.
Anybody in here belong to Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Anybody in here belong to Jesus Christ? Guess what? Then we have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. How do we crucify the flesh? To crucify the flesh means to destroy its power utterly. How do we do that? By practicing being led by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Because we started off that if we walk by the Spirit, you won't carry out the desires of the flesh. So we don't necessarily have to concentrate on, okay, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. You know, I don't want to commit adultery. I mean, idolatry. I don't want to be jealous. What we do is the fruit of the Spirit. First of all, we love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and love our neighbor as ourselves. Everything hangs on those two. Those two commandments of Christ, the whole law. So if we practice walking in love, because it's in us to do. Amen. Because these are the fruit of the Spirit. This Amen. Is the evidence of the Spirit. These are attributes of the Holy Spirit who lives inside of us. So we have access. Amen. Tell somebody, I have access.
That's right.
I have access to walk in love.
Yeah.
I have access to be full of the joy of the Lord.
Yeah.
I have access
Amen.
To usher in peace.
Amen.
I have access to be patient.
Yeah.
So I'm going to practice patience.
Amen.
I'm going to practice kindness and goodness.
Amen.
I'm going to practice being faithful.
Amen.
First and foremost to God.
Amen. Praise God.
To his word.
Amen.
Faithful. Faithful to his work. He called me to a work. I'm going to be faithful
Amen.
To it. We're faithful.
Amen.
No matter what we see, we're
Amen.
Faithful.
God.
That's our practice.
Wow. Amen.
Faithful to gentleness and having self-control. So if we concentrate on those things, we won't fulfill
Amen. Uh-huh.
the lust of the flesh.
Yes. Amen.
He's
God.
Awesome. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
I want to say it again. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.
Amen.
I say to you today, praise God. We are not our own. We belong to God. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.